Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, how are you feeling at the moment? How are you feeling about this whole AI revolution? Do you approach it with fear, a bit of trepidation? My next guest has co-authored a book that looks at some behaviours that might help us succeed in this environment. His name is Mike Wright, and he is the co-writer of the 14 Behaviours Driving Successful Digital Transformation in the Age of Gen AI. So good morning, or should even say good afternoon, Mike Wright. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, John. Good afternoon.
It's great to have you on the show. We really do welcome your contribution because it comes at a particular time. How have you been navigating artificial intelligence, and where did it come onto your radar? Because I know you've been looking at business transformation more generally for a long time.
Yeah, so, you know, in my last role as CIO, I spent a lot of time looking at new innovations, new technologies, obviously AI included. And I think, you know, to me, AI is both massively overhyped and underhyped. I think Bill Gates said something like, you know, we always overestimate the change that will happen in the next 2 years and underestimate the change in 10 years. And yeah, I think that's very true for AI. And we've seen that over the last 3-4 years as it's sort of become almost, you know, the kind of taxi driver conversation about what the next stock pick should be.
Yeah, and I think people maybe don't realize the sheer amount of money going into it at the moment. Yeah. I mean, I saw figures last week, Microsoft spending $35 billion per quarter on AI and the data centers and cloud storage and so on that goes behind all of it. So that's going to be something that we'll have to see. Does that pay off long term? But if you are, there are certain fears here. There's the whole job loss and skills displacement and all that. But talk us through the kind of fears most companies that you deal with and talk to have at the moment about AI. Is it inefficiency? Is it too much investment, as I just said? What is it that they're all scared about?
I think there's a genuine fear that they're somehow going to be left behind, and that therefore everyone else will get ahead of them in some magical way. There's also, I think, a concern that they will invest in AI and then find they get no real return. And I think that's a genuine risk as well. So I think all of these kind of things, and then there's the more general concerns about, you know, face recognition and state control, AI starting the next nuclear war, and so on and so forth. So there's an awful lot
Not trifling matters, those that you've listed out.
No, they're not trifling matters. But I think, to me, and I think, you know, the companies that are doing this best are taking a sort of just a preparation and experimentation mindset. And specifically, I think, you know, looking to get some experiments going and learn about how to think about these, you know, AI engendered technology changes. And in particular, and in parallel with that, fixing the basics of the organization. If you look around most companies, and certainly all the ones I've worked for, the quality of some of the infrastructure is just not that great. Whether that's, you know, the storage of data being fragmented across different parts of the organization, whether that's broken processes. So I think, you know, the underlying theme is, if you want to actually manage AI and become less fearful of it, start experimenting, start fixing the basics, and build the expertise of your people.
Now, sorry to interrupt you. You've been a CIO for a number of big organizations, including McKinsey. So they are right at the forefront of this particular movement. So look at it from the perspective of a CEO, not a CIO for a moment. This person doesn't want to be left behind. They don't want their competitors to steal a march and take strategic advantage of them. But on the other side, you know, there's that whole overspending and putting your chips on the wrong wheel, the wrong roulette wheel here. So they're conflicted that way. So should they talk to their technology department? Should they go to their strategy people? Who should they ask for advice on this? Presumably when they're not a sort of a thought leader themselves in AI, who should they go to? Because certain people will have vested interests. Some people will say, oh yeah, you should really go big on AI. Others will say, maybe take a rain check for a few months. Like, so who should they get their advice from? Apart from yourself, of course, in your book.
Indeed. Yeah, no, buy the book. But no, seriously, I think there are three people who the chief executive should be thinking about having a sort of small group meeting with. One is the chief strategy officer, whoever is thinking medium to long term about the company's direction. Because all of the experiments and learning needs to be tied closely in with where they're trying to take the company more generally. Secondly, you want to be including the chief technology officer or the CIO or whatever label they have, to make sure that you're really talking about the art of the possible rather than some kind of hyped exaggeration, either good or bad. And thirdly, you want to be talking to your chief people officer, because again, in the end result, this all comes down to people and actually building the skills so that you can actually think about AI and technology transformation more generally in a way that people can relate to, so that they aren't petrified about it's going to take their job, but they can see the organization taking sensible steps to train them in capabilities that actually will be relevant as AI becomes more present in every aspect of society.
Now, let's come on to the nub of all of this, right, which is AI going to deliver the productivity gains that its proponents would suggest? Some economists are not convinced yet. Some are saying it's too early to say. Some are saying, yes, a lot of money's got in, but we haven't seen the productivity coming back in the other side. Where do you sit on that issue? I mean, obviously, there's a whole variety of different roles, different company sectors, da 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 da. But is it going to deliver its big promise, which is big productivity gains? You even have people saying this is as important as fire, which I think personally is a bizarre thing to say. But anyway, what is its productivity dividend going to be, in your opinion, from your vantage point?
I think there will be companies that make massive productivity gains. I think there is huge potential. But as with all of these technology transformations, there will also be horror stories of people who spend enormous amounts and get it wrong. And really, that's sort of why we wrote the book, which is to try to say this stuff can be done right. There are well-known ways of doing it in a lower risk, not no risk, but lower risk manner. And you know, the productivity and other economic payoffs are enormous, and indeed for society. And if you look at some of the failures of digital transformations, they have real world consequences. You know, the UK's post office, I'm sure people have heard of that Horizon software deployment, you know, where, you know, the pressure was put, you know, faulty software led to people committing suicide. And, you know, that is a tragic outcome. And I think if we can try to help people think about using AI and technology more generally in a way that actually does deliver productivity benefits, that to me is a great help.
There's also a little bit of, I suppose, tech utopianism goes on here, isn't there? I mean, you've seen where AI has come into banking, for example, and vetting credit applications, and all it did was really enter a lot of bias and certain people with certain coloured skin were excluded and so on. So, I mean, it's just not always a straightforward swap out the old and bring in the new. It throws up a whole range of issues that, for some reason, senior managers don't seem to have thought about.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what's so disappointing, because, you know, the ethics and sort of issues around AI are very considerable. And, you know, it's as with anything, if you get the wrong training data, you will have the wrong outcomes. So thinking carefully about all of those kind of elements holistically, rather than saying, oh, well, let's just get ChatGPT and see what happens, is very important. And I think, as with any of these things, you know, you have to have a thought-through plan before you start undertaking any technology. Okay. And you have to think about your people.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Very sensible and a very honest reflection there. Mike Reich, who is the co-writer of the 14 Behaviours Driving Successful Digital Transformation in the Age of Generative AI. Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.